is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Former President Donald Trump accepted the nomination of his party for president again at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. In his speech, he talked about the attempt on his life.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are! Yes, you are!
Trump spoke about Corey Comparatore, who was killed in the assassination attempt.
He was a highly respected former fire chief, respected by everybody, was accompanied by his wife, Helen, incredible woman. I spoke to her today, devastated, and two precious daughters. He lost his life selflessly, acting as a human shield to protect them from flying bullets.
CBS News Pittsburgh reporter Shelley Bortz says Comparatore's casket was escorted through Freeport, Pennsylvania by his fellow firefighters.
They drove by flags outside of St. Mary's Church that were placed by mourners in honor of the 50-year-old man who dedicated his life to service. Now, both as a firefighter and a 10-year veteran in the U.S. Army Reserves.
Will the head of the Secret Service, Kim Cheadle, be forced out of her job because the shooter got a clear shot at Trump? Anna Schechter is the CBS News senior coordinating producer for crime and public safety.
How is it possible that Trump was allowed to walk out on stage when the Secret Service knew there was a suspicious person with a rangefinder? That really, truly is the key. Now, so far, her bosses are supporting her, but we'll see in the coming days what happens.
Will President Biden end his campaign for a second term, as many Democrats in Congress are saying he should? The latest on the delicate dance from CBS News White House reporter Linda Kenyon.
Nancy Pelosi has been quiet in caucus meetings, but has been speaking privately with members of the Democratic Party. She has been talking to President Biden as well. She's not telling him what to do. She's kind of guiding him so that he reaches his own conclusions. That is what we're hearing right now.
Montana Senator John Tester said he thinks Biden should leave the ticket. And two senior House Democrats tell CBS News they believe the president could leave the race in 3 to 5 days.
You always think you know why I'm saying what I'm saying.
That is not true. And I know why you said that.
Oh. Comedian Bob Newhart has died after a series of short illnesses. The accountant turned comedian first gained fame with a smash comedy album in 1960 and became one of the most popular television stars of the 1970s as a Chicago psychologist on The Bob Newhart Show. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They say to make yourself indispensable at work, so I developed a digital catering solution that only I can operate. Okay, it's actually EasyCater.com.
David!
They love me, because I, the director of catering logistics, not a real job, use EasyCater to get catering from all our favorite restaurants. Tight budget? No problem. Need vegetarian options? Gluten-free? Check and check.
D-Man, you crushed lunch today.
It was easy. Easy Cater.
Easy Cater is your all-in-one tech platform for ordering food for work. Start your order at EasyCater.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Dangerous weather cut a rock concert short this week.
The Foo Fighters were forced to end their concert early in Queens, New York.
We're going to play as much as we can until someone says it's not safe for you.
They were performing at Citi Field and had only gotten through about 13 songs when a thunderstorm hit.
You guys go get safe. Everybody go get safe.
The band later posting on social media they were disappointed but prioritized the safety of fans, their crew, and everyone working at the stadium. It's unclear if they'll make up for the interruption, but plan to play there again Friday night with a much better forecast. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
We've learned that actress Shannon Doherty finalized her divorce just hours before she died Saturday at the age of 53 after fighting breast cancer for years. She was one of the stars of Beverly Hills 90210 and Charmed. In an agreement with her husband, she got to keep the couple's home in Malibu and other assets. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and mid-50s by daybreak. On Friday, sunshine, upper 70s. A few more clouds on Saturday. Temperatures again in the upper 70s. And pretty much a carbon copy as we head into your Sunday. Currently 62 degrees.
from Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and a
up on a roof. Up on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on a roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the
roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, life insurance. The question I get the most is, do I really need it? Now, if you've got kids or a spouse or a loved one who depends on you, then yes, I've got two steps to help you get one. Step one. Multiply your annual income by 20. This is how you estimate how much money you want the policy to be worth. It's called the coverage. It's how much money your loved ones get in case the unthinkable happens. Step two, look into a 20-year term policy for that amount. Term is just insurance lingo for a simple form of insurance. It covers you for a set rate of time, a term. The average cost of a 20-year term policy for most folks is between $26 and $30 a month. That's it. Two steps to get you going. And then, if the unexpected happens, your loved ones can have some money to support them. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
Since you left me.
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your mind. one time.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Former President Donald Trump accepted the nomination of his party for president again at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. In his speech, he talked about the attempt on his life.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are! Yes, you are!
Trump spoke about Corey Comparatore, who was killed in the assassination attempt.
He was a highly respected former fire chief.